Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 18th day of November, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is, and it's a new number, so you need to write it down if you ain't got it yet. It'll be on the site, but still, they changed our number for no fucking reason. All right, 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's overcast, but I'm sure there's chemtrails over the overcast. I mean, just about bet on it. Maybe there'll be some rain a little bit, but if it needs to start snowing in the mountains, I guess is the way to put it. Let's see what we got going here. Biden administration to lease 80 million acres in Gulf of Mexico for oil days after climate summit. Oh, what are they doing? We'll discuss it when we get back.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Biden administration to lease out 80 million acres in Gulf of Mexico for oil days after climate summit. And this is kind of like bitching from the fucking communists, I don't know, it's all fucking, I guess it's the lower communists that don't understand how fucking corporation fucking works, that it is both fucking communist and fucking fascist. Ugh. The Interior Department is scheduled, from Biological Diversity. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Interior Department is scheduled to auction off more than 80 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, how did they get possession of our fucking oil? That belonged to, who the fuck is the Interior Department? That oil fucking belongs to me. A portion of that oil belongs to me. I have not had that portion of oil taken from me through any due process of the fucking law. Neither have you. But they're going to auction it off. You can't auction off what doesn't belong to you, motherfuckers. Every one of you is going to fucking hang for fucking high treason for the fucking violations to the people's fucking law ratified December 15, 1791, and you are from gross fucking violation. You just don't take from us, motherfuckers. That's what that due process was put in there for. That's what you want rid of. Why do you think they want so fucking rid of that goddamn Bill of Rights? It's a procedural due process. They can gain no authority over us without going through the procedural due process. And they have to do it in their individual capacity. They cannot do it as a government fucking agency in the fiduciary. They can't. And they fucking know it. And when they do, they're committing high fucking treason. They're committing fucking goddamn sedition. The whole goddamn thing's a fraud anyway. I mean, when you removed the fucking republic and replaced it with a fucking corporation in violation of the ninth fucking article. And, man, you know, that's why you don't see that goddamn Bill of Rights being shown nowhere. Because it's blatantly, blatantly evident what they have fucking done. And no, you don't own this goddamn country. We fucking do. And what you have stolen, you're giving back. And you have no fucking authority to sell what belongs to us without going through the procedural due process of removing it from our possession, motherfuckers. But here we are. You know, what the hell? You know what? See, this is goddamn green energy bullshit and this fucking climate change bullshit. You know, see, it's the fossil fuels are fucking cheaper, okay? So they're fucking sending them, all your fossil fuels will go to goddamn China, and you'll be, and they'll tell you have to run on green energy, and they will fucking defeat you. Because they have, they couldn't defeat us before, we have the fucking resources here. I mean, this is why we became the most powerful nation on this fucking planet. Our resources, what we have. Our industry. Which they shipped over fucking seas, and we paid for them to ship it over fucking seas and take it away from us. Without due process of the fucking law. The reason this shit's going on, I mean, what the hell was it? It was, they were talking about their supersonic missile with the fucking Chinese, the little fat fuck, the little fat boy. They were talking about, how could we just follow the fucking, they showed how many tests that they had done, you know, and then they showed this is my little test that we'd done. How could we fall so far behind? How could the intellectuals? It's because they're all fucking international communists. They always have been, motherfucking dumbass. They are setting America up for a fucking fall, but it ain't going to fall like they think it's going to. We will wipe the fucking communists out of this goddamn country, then we will wipe them off the face of this fucking planet. You got that communist? You got that, you fat little fuck standing over there in fucking Beijing? Do you got that? You will fucking, your fat ass will go right through a fucking goddamn trap door just like anybody else's. And you, I mean, play the fucking game. They talk about, it was always mutual assured destruction when it was the Soviet Union and the United States. Now that China's here, it's not. The reason, why was it called mutual assured destruction? Because both sides had enough fucking, nuclear arsenal to fucking blow the planet up several fucking times, 10, 20 times over. That still don't exist just because fucking, the Chinese got a fucking supersonic missile. That doesn't exist. Wanna bet? You're fucking bluffing. You're fucking a bunch of punk bitch motherfuckers. Communists. You're fucking nothing. We will wipe your asses off this fucking planet. We will end your scourge. This ain't fucking Roosevelt talking, your fucking good buddy. The American nationals are fucking, the reason we went so fucking far so fucking fast is because we are free fucking thinkers and we're going to stay that way. You're not taking our goddamn first article away from us. You're not taking our second article, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, or tenth. That is the goddamn law of we the people. That's our jurisdictional authority and we got the fucking guns to back it. And we need to fucking start backing it, people. The Biden administration is, oil and gas leasing, the largest U.S. lease sale ever. They're selling what belongs to you and me. You think you're going to get your annuity check in the fucking mail? Did you even want to sell your fucking oil? Were you even asked about this? No, you're not. It's just like when they lifted that fucking embargo and started fucking exporting our fucking oil, our fucking resource that belongs to we the people. That they have taken without due process of the fucking law. It's just, we're going to fucking do, that's what it's come down to. You got a handful, like 700. We're going to do, get out of our way. Fuck you, I'll smash you in the fucking ground. They just think, hey, you know why? Because they've gotten away with it. They've been getting away with it. We have been allowing it. We don't have to fucking allow it. The law is on our fucking side. We have to enforce that fucking law because they're not going to enforce our fucking law on them that will put a rope around their fucking neck. But we sure as hell can and we sure as hell have the means to do so. That's why we, you know, fucking like Iraq, anything you want to talk about. We're all guilty of that. We're all guilty of every fucking atrocity these motherfuckers have committed because we didn't fucking stop it and we could have. We're guilty of fucking being cowards and not having any spines or any fucking balls. Let some fucking punk. Look at these son of a bitches. I mean, goddamn, they show them to you every day on the fucking stupid box. Look at those motherfuckers and think about any one of them punking you. I mean, I'm clear 60 fucking years old. I'm the youngest motherfucker. Come and try and punk me, you motherfucker. I'll knock you fucking out of your fucking shoes. One fucking punch. But we put up with it. Why? Why? Because of the system they've built around it? Because of their fucking corporate fucking enforcers? Well, we can't fucking do that. You, that corporate enforcer has no fucking jurisdictional authority over you. He is fucking enforcing fucking treason. He's enforcing invasion. He's enforcing subversion of your fucking country, you dumbasses. This is the clothes. Do those black fucking clothes scare you? And then the shiny, oh man. Is that what you fear? Because I'll tell you, you can throw them clothes. It's like a fucking gun. You can lay it down there on the ground and it'll sit there until it fucking rots to fucking dust. And it won't do a goddamn thing. It's the fucking man that fucking welds it that fucking determines what that fucking weapon can do. And those fucking clothes aren't a weapon. It's just to intimidate you. In the day, the fucking, you know, the sheriff might have a badge or something, but fucking he wore clothes like every fucking body else because he was like every fucking body else. There is no goddamn hierarchy here with their goddamn royal fucking guards. Your royal fucking guards go in the ground, motherfuckers. Where are we here? The sale comes just days after President Biden pledged at COP26, that's a climate fucking change, to reduce climate emissions. Well, he's gonna. We'll have to reduce them here in the United States because we will have no coal. Oh, we're shipping out. I mean, just like they're telling you right now, you might go cold this winter because there's not enough natural fucking gas. God damn it, we just watched it. We paid to build a huge natural gas fucking line down to fucking Mexico to why? To fuel their industry. To make this country weaker. I mean, you think about what it would have took fucking 30, 40 years ago to even think of you could take this fucking country. It was ridiculous. Re-fucking-diculous. You couldn't come close. None of you. But still, again, it wasn't a fucking free fucking republic like it was supposed to be. We were operating under international communism. They were plugging new fucking shit in, new tyranny every fucking day. And then when people started figuring out the poor son of a bitches like me that figured it out first, boy, we took the fucking beatings. But we got it out there, man. And now there's no fucking excuse for the rest of ya.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have a question. Let me ask you this. When did they start, you know, deindustrializing us? Because, you know, everything that we get now is made elsewhere. When it was about the late 70s or early 80s?
I mean, I was in the 70s. Remember when the Datsun? That's what always pops in my mind when somebody asks me that. The Datsun, those Datsun cars, because of the so-called oil shortage that they, it was a false flag. It was a lie. They wanted to put in that Alaskan pipeline. So they fucking, well, the people don't want it. They don't want to give their oil away or sell their fucking oil or build another pipeline. They're doing just fucking fine. They're driving big, nice, fucking luxurious fucking cars and they can afford to. But then here comes, oh, we have a goddamn oil crisis. Oh my God, we have an oil crisis. We gotta, and it was all to build that fucking pipeline. But at the same time, that's when I seen my first Datsun. A little piece of shit, nothing fucking fuck car. Wouldn't be seen dead driving one. But here it come. And then it was followed, then, you know, and of course that's when they started shipping our industry over to fucking Japan. Then you had the Toyotas, and pretty soon, the next thing you know, fucking Ford, Chevy, and fucking Chrysler, they're being made, the pieces are being made around the world, and we're assembling them here. And they're fucking shit. They're all junk. You see some things these days that are being made in the United States, they're still fucking junk, because they're getting the components from these fucking third world motherfuckers where they got slave labor. That's really what this all comes down to. Even the Georgia Guidestones, they want 500 million or under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And nature to them is you being their goddamn slave, producing enough babies for them to fucking pedophile. And fucking when you start getting, you know, if you start really branching out, you get too many. Well, they'll tell you how many children you can fucking have. But if you sneak and have kids, they'll kill them. Because they're going to tell you, these motherfuckers, and what the sickening fucking thing about it is, like I said, you know, this is what burns me. Come here in front of me, fucking Rothschilds. Come here in front of me, Zing. Any of you fuckers. You ain't, I mean, he's such a scary son of a bitch like that Zing, you know, that fucking, that cocksucker, I hate him. But they'd show him like this, with that lip, you know, that fat fucking face of his. I'd slap fucking 10 pounds just off his fucking cheeks. But I mean, they try to act like these, oh man, you better watch out. Whoa, whoa, I ain't fucking scared of you. I ain't scared of no fucking buddy. I'm a fucking American. Kill me, you gotta cut my fucking head off and hide it from me, motherfucker, and I'm gonna be trying to kill you with everything I got in me. Send your fucking gooks over here. We'll fucking fertilize this soil. It'll be fucking like the best soil in the whole fucking world again. Because we'll fertilize it with fucking Chinese blood. And then we'll destroy your whole fucking country. We'll wipe you off the face of this fucking planet. Just for putting us to the fucking trouble. Oh, man. And back here we go back to this shit. Now, you know, goddammit, it's climate change. We got to go to green energy. We got to pay ourselves trillions more in debt so that the fucking, we can borrow that from the Chinese. And see, how do we pay the Chinese back? Well, we give them all that dirty old coal and all that dirty old fucking petroleum products to fucking fuel their goddamn industry. Why, we're fucking paying a fortune for fucking shit goddamn solutions, which cost a hell of a lot more. And this is fucking deliberate fucking sabotage of our fucking country, and they're doing it right in our fucking faces. Not to mention, this goddamn oil does not belong to them. Where did they take that goddamn oil from you? Because I've looked, and I can't find no fucking, I didn't even get a fucking, no notice that they intended to take my fucking oil. The Interior Department? The Interior Department? Really? Fucking test it, motherfucker. You're going to keep fucking pushing. When we take off to do this shit, man, I'm telling you, there's going to be people that just aren't going to be able to control them fucking selves. You are going to get wiped off this goddamn planet. And wherever you run, run fast and far as you fucking can. Go up to the fucking North Pole and dig a hole in the fucking ground and try to hide. We'll find you. We'll hunt each and every fucking one of you down. We will end this problem for fucking ever. And we'll start with the fuckers in the Middle East that have got their nose in everybody's goddamn business around this goddamn world that are fucking instigating this shit. Yeah, we'll get them fucking arrogant Americans. They think they can fucking talk like they're fucking on a par with the crown heads of Europe. Well, I'll tell you what, motherfucker, I'm not only as good as you, I'm better. Because I can kick your fucking ass. And I can outshoot you. So send your fucking minions. How many? And see, like the Chinese, oh, they got a 2 million man army. Yeah, God, think about that. Them fucking people live like fucking dogs. They live like dogs because they don't have the wherewithal not to live like dogs. It's like all this third world trash they're bringing up to the fucking southern border. Those people are fucking third worlders because that's all the fucking moxie they fucking have. The 13 families that run fucking Mexico. I mean, you think everybody down there is a fucking one of these goddamn peasants you see coming across your goddamn border? They're not. There's people down there that are real fucking, I mean, they live very fucking well. Huge ranches. But their fucking peasants are the peasants and they keep their fucking peasants in fucking line. You understand? That's why when I seen the federales or there on the fucking Honduran fucking border getting fucking pushed over fucking right. You've never been to Mexico, have you? You don't know nothing about the fucking place. Them cocksuckers will walk up and shoot you right through the fucking face just for looking at them crooked. Well, some people they will. The other people, the 13, the families, the people, the fucking, the elite up there. Now, I tell you what, you'd be sitting down there on the other side of the border and they'd snap their fingers, come over that federalia, come over there and go fetch their goddamn cigarettes. Because they own them. It's all a fucking one big cartel. It's a goddamn fucking communist fucking cartel. What they want right here in this country. And that's how you get it, isn't it? Because it isn't the land. Isn't it the land that makes people weak and powerless? It's the fucking people themselves that make themselves weak and powerless. I mean, you outnumber the goddamn people that are fucking trying to put you on your knees, thousands to ones, and you got goddamn fucking armory, the largest fucking army in the fucking planet, the most fucking guns in the fucking world, seven or eight times over, and you're fucking, you're letting these fucking, I look at these piss ants on TV. I look at these fucking piss ants in this, what they're calling a Congress today. I look at their fucking communist committee. I look at Barack Obama. I look at George Soros. I look at Barry Sanders. I look at fucking the Squad. I look at all of these fucking punk bitch motherfucking communists. None of them could whip me. They can't whip nobody. They are fucking cowards. It's like that fat little fuck over there in goddamn China. Imagine him whipping somebody. Imagine him in a fist fight with somebody. Imagine it. That son of a bitch was brought up with a silver suppository up his fucking ass. He's never even been in a bitch slap fight. And this is what you fear? Or you fear the people that fucking cower at his feet? I don't. Let's see what we got here. The Biden administration is lighting the fuse on a massive carbon bomb. Oh, here we go. See, because this was put out by, you know, the fucking, all the fucking communists. You know, that 12 to 20% of people, just fucking retarded idiots. That's what you guys are. I'm going to tell you right now, Antifa, BLM, you are retarded fucking idiots. You don't know what the hell this guy, you don't know how the fucking shit operates. You don't know how to do anything but take a fucking check from George Soros and go and burn a building down. You ain't no fucking army. You ain't nothing that we can't fucking dust off us like a goddamn, I don't know, like dandruff. You're nothing. You're piss ants. But here you're going to start crying. I mean, it's all turned on them if you've noticed, you know, because, you know, their own fucking, critical race, all this bullshit, the whole thing the communist apparatus is made out of is just, they're turning it back on one another, just like this right here. Here's your average fucking idiot that's, oh, communism, I've read the communist manifesto, oh man, communism. Goddamn, you have history. You get to save your ass. The way you don't repeat history is you don't fucking forget it. You've seen what the communists will fucking do. But they sold you just like, you're like fucking little children. How are you ever going to outthink us to beat us in any kind of fucking war, you dumb little fuck? You sit there and you read that communist manifesto. Oh, this is just wonderful. And they give you all the goodies all at the beginning. Oh, yeah, because they want to get you on board. But then you start turning around doing shit like this. Well, this ain't what they said they were going to do. I mean, you got the communists against the communists all fucking ready. It's fucking funny to me. Nothing better than a communist killing a communist. I mean, come on. At any rate, here you got the fucking Mr. Goddamn, they'd like to put a carbon tax on you for breathing. For so many breaths a day, you fucking pay so much to breathe the air. I mean, they're trying to take the goddamn water and pretend like they can own the elements that give out fucking life on this fucking planet and sell you, you have to pay them to live. Are you going to do that, or are you going to put a fucking bullet right through their fucking head? You try and fucking corral our goddamn fresh water, you motherfuckers, and bullets will rain on you. It'll rain on you like fucking the Great Flood. Anyway, let's back to Mr. Biden here. Hard to imagine a more dangerous hypothetical action in the aftermath of the climate summit, said Christine Monsell, Ocean's legal director at the Center for Biological Diversity. See, here's one of your communists. Well, we're not supposed, we were going to, no. That ain't what this is about. You're too stupid to see what's the muddy elephant sitting on your fucking lap. That's not what this is about. It's about providing cheap energy to these third world motherfuckers while telling us, oh, you're going to pay to fucking breathe carbon dioxide out. That feeds the fucking plants, I mean, the natural part of the cycle. And we're going to make your goddamn fucking industry so expensive to run because you're going to have green energy, whether you want it or not. The people have already told you to shove it up your fucking ass. You're going to keep fucking pushing, you motherfuckers. You're going to keep pushing, and the spark is going to ignite. And then you're going to fucking, every fucking excuse in the goddamn world, there's a man scapegoat city. I can see it all going down now. People fleeing this fucking country. You ain't getting out of here. You might get out of here. You might get clear up to Antarctica in that fucking hole, but we're coming for your ass. Because you're giving back everything you fucking stolen from us. And you're going to fucking pay for the crimes you have committed against us. You are going to see justice. You want to declare war on our freedom and our liberty? Motherfucker, we'll blow your goddamn heads off. We'll kill you, kill you, kill you, kill you. You better get used to that fucking idea. War to us means a whole different thing because we're the motherfuckers that have been fighting it since the fucking beginning. You cocksuckers have never even fucking been in a bitch slap fight, like I said. So what are you going to do about it? How you, I mean, like that fat P-ting fat motherfucker. I mean, mano a mano, motherfucker, you and me, what are you going to do to me? What are you going to tell me? You're going to rule me, you fat little fucker? You might rule those fucking ants over there who fucking are nothing but fucking ants. That's why I don't fear them. They have to have somebody to tell them when to fucking shit. They have to have someone to tell them when to eat. They have to tell someone, that was kind of like the genius of the fucking, our founding, I don't want to say founding fathers because it gives you the wrong fucking idea how the fucking militiamen with the squirrel guns fucking solved that goddamn problem pretty goddamn quick. That's what really fucked the goddamn English army up. Because they would go out there and they pick off the brains, the lieutenants, the fucking captains, the goddamn officers. And they're picking them off at 300 fucking yards and these motherfuckers out there, well, nobody's telling me what to, I don't know, because they have to move in concert with one another. And they can't because they ain't got the person telling them, oh, pick this up, bend over, okay, and lunge forward. And they're just sitting there and fucking, then they have to try to fucking fight when they don't know how to fucking fight. They just know how to take our orders and they get their ass slaughtered. And that's what's going to happen to you motherfuckers. That's what will happen to the Chinese. They can't, they are so afraid of, I mean, if you're that fucker at the top, that little fat punk who couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers, you're looking out for the son of a bitch coming up trying to get you. I mean, that's how these dictatorships work. And so, I mean, you don't want a whole lot of people out there with a whole lot of power. They want just a little bit of power out there spread out thinly. Just enough, but you got 2 billion troops you have to fucking control. Now, somebody's going to have some fucking authority. And if every fucking decision has to come down from the fucking top, you're already fucked. We're going to kick your fucking asses. It's going to be fucking laughable. Everybody's going to go, God damn. And they're wiping them out. Of course we're going to wipe you out because we don't got to ask fucking permission. We're fucking individual free sovereign. I've heard seen the thing in Arkansas there where they've changed it. I mean, because they were talking about, making them take the shots and they didn't want to take the shots and what might have you. So they changed it from the Arkansas National Guard to the State National Guard. It's still corporate. It is still fucking Tory. If the fucking government's running it, see, if it's a government fucking militia, it's Tory. It has to be. If the government is the one that is fucking, they're trying to destroy our country and us too. Plain and simple, and they're making no bones about it. So anybody who fucking is a part of their corporation that's packing a fucking gun, that's the fucking enemy. That's the son of a bitch you got to put down. If you're a real fucking American and you're one of those guardsmen, you got to pick up a pistol when they give you that illegal order and put a bullet through that fucker's head, the commander. And then you got to go out and you got to fight these fuckers. But I mean, when they say state militia instead of Arkansas Guard, see, they're playing word games. They're just fucking trying to entertain us while they're trying to think of a way to keep from getting destroyed. Because they know they're getting destroyed. But if you're a part of the state militia, you are incorporated with the corporation. Because it is a state corporation. And you're fucking one of their goddamn enforcers for a fucking unlawful state corporation. It is not a Republican form of government, asshole. I mean, do you understand the English? I mean, I really wonder how much the average person actually understands the fucking English language. Especially when you're talking the Bill of Rights. It's wrote at a third grade level. They told you. That's wrote at a third grade level. And explaining it is, I mean, you sit there and you tell somebody the obvious. I mean, goddamn, it's like looking at this wall in front of me. I see the fucking wall. How can you fucking not see what is written right there in fucking front of you? You can see it though, can't you? The thing is, if it is what we say, what we're telling you it is, which it is, because it's written in fucking absolute fact, it's ratified, written fucking law. Highest law on this land. The only law on this land. The only law that can be on this land. And if that be so, and if that would make it your fucking obligation, it would make it your fucking duty to enforce that fucking law. And, ooh, you could get hurt. And that, God, you fucking cowards. I think, you know, I can hold it against the fellas back from fucking, during the fucking hijacking of the first uprising. I can hold it against him a little bit for not going on to Philadelphia and finishing the job and killing the aristocracy out of this fucking country. But you fucking people, you got no goddamn excuse. There's no excuses up to this date. My God, look what we look at daily here. We fucking blatant. Here you got the goddamn son of a bitch getting ready to sell a bunch of your fucking oil that belongs to you. As you're going to get poorer. I'm telling you, people are going to go hungry this fucking winter. You better, whatever you can afford, you better be getting it. You better be putting it away. Because they aim to fucking starve you. They said that we're just living too goddamn well. Who the fuck are you to tell me I'm living? I'll fucking take everything you got. You see, if it was just mano a mano. If it was like it was supposed to be in the first place, the Bill of Rights would have took care of all of it. There would be no fucking elitist out there telling you that I'm in my yacht, you should learn to live like the Europe. They told us we should learn to live like the Europeans yesterday. Fuck you! You'll find out what a savage fucking American is like. Fuck those fucking Europeans. They're a bunch of pussies that let their fucking guns get taken away. We're not gonna. We're gonna blow your fucking asses away. We're gonna kill every fucking one of you. And we're taking back everything you've taken from us, you miserable son of a bitches. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
And that's crazy and your neck is red. As the dirt on the road where we all grew up. Sing something with me if you ain't nothing but. You ain't nothing but. You ain't nothing but.
Listening to the word from the trenches on the Patriot broadcast from the trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Kid Rock's Podong. And you find out on the edge of the jungle. Oh, man, you know, I was thinking about it during the break. I mean, how would it be if fucking old fat boy over there in fucking China did come over here to Ash Street, and I just fucking pummeled him. I mean, beat his ass down into, I mean, you know, until it's a toss-up between the ambulance and the hearse. And then showed it to the fucking Chinese people. Would they become enraged that the person who fucking has them parted out, who has enslaved them, who has fucking, you know, put them like dirt beneath his fucking royal feet, got the shit beat out of him, or would they come and try and avenge it? I would think the former, but it'd probably be the latter. That's how fucking stupid them people. I mean, I'm not afraid of those people. Anybody that would be subjugated like that, you ain't shit to me. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, yeah, corporate welfare. Let's see. Inappropriate giveaway of galactic proportion. Outrage over $10 billion taxpayer dollar gift to Bezos. Space obsession. Well, the rich are going out for joyrides into space, and now we're going to fucking subsidize it. This is after, you know, all the technology that they needed to build their little programs and stuff. We paid for the development of all that fucking technology through NASA. NASA's a partner now. They were always a corporation, in case we just thought they were a government agency, didn't we? Government agency is fucking code word for fucking corporation. Private fucking corporation. Progressives, well, anyway, this is from Common Dreams. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Progressives. I guess that's the fucking, what's the false left wing of the fucking bird, right? On Wednesday, slammed what they called proposed $10 billion handout to Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, the world's first multi-centibillionaire. Means he's got fucking, what, centa would be tens of billions, hundreds of billions? Hunter, I think centa would be, I don't know. He's got billions of dollars, and we got to give him $10 billion, people. While our fucking people are living under goddamn highway underpasses and fucking living in the fucking dirt, and our kids are going hungry and shit, we got to give Jeff Bezos $10 billion fucking dollars. Okay, and these progressives, these are the fools I'm talking about. You know, they come up through school, they never had no fucking, I guess they, well, most of them probably were immigrants. It's just like when they brought the Irish in here to fight the fucking Civil War for the fucking North. You know, they didn't have a fucking clue about what freedom and liberty was. And that's why they want these cocksuckers in here right now. That's why they're bringing them in by the fucking tons. They go, I go to America, I be free, I hear them say, you know, fucking you dumbass. And then you have some Cubans that have been here for a fucking while. I've heard them speak. This is communism with food. That's what they called it. And it's about to become communism without food. Progressive on Wednesday slammed what they called a proposed $10 billion handout to Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, the world's first multi-centibillionaire, in the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act as a giveaway of galactic proportion in the face of growing wealth inequality and the inability of the U.S. lawmakers to pass a sweeping social and climate spending package. Oh, man. They're supposed to be giving you your communism. What the hell is this? Where's these? You aren't capitalists, are you? According to Defense News, Senate Majority Leader Chucky Schumer, New York Democrat, plans to merge the $250 billion U.S. Innovation and Competition Act of 2021, USICA, aimed largely at countering the rise of China. How's it going to, well, I mean, for these guys taking their fucking joyrides into fucking space, how's that countering China? We might throw a few, we're going to give like 2% to fucking get, seeing if we can get a supersonic missile. See if we can get another Cold War going here. We're as Americans, we're living way too good. I mean, there's plenty of fucking lint to steal out of our fucking pockets to pay for this shit. With next year's National Defense Authorization Act, which would authorize up to $778 billion in military spending. That's $37 billion more than former President Donald Trump's final defense budget of $25 billion more than requested by President Joe Biden. The NDAA includes a $10 billion subsidy to Bezos, Blue Origin Space Exploration Company, corporate fucking welfare. That's all it's been from the beginning, people. I mean, anything that ever came to a fucking poor man always, where's all the wealth always end up? I mean, you fucking, it's like the people that worked, you know, 20, 30, 40 years back in 2008 and lost every fucking thing. All that sweat, all that fucking, all their toil to gain a home, you know, and have a retirement, it's gone. It's just gone. We don't know where it went. It's like that $28 trillion. Fuck, we can't find it. I mean, goddamn, somebody's hiding it somewhere. You fucking betcha we believe it. But here you go, communists. That's why I try to tell you stupid fuckers. If you read the fucking Bill of Rights, you could see that we could be the masters of this goddamn country. We're supposed to be the masters of this goddamn country. And we could do quite well. But we have to tell the rest of your communist fucking buddies around the world to fuck off and get away from us. We fucking conquered this goddamn continent. We brought the resources to bear. It fucking belongs to us. And so does that oil in the Gulf of Mexico that they're fucking getting ready to give away. Probably to the fucking Chinese. So that they have more, I mean, you're talking about, this defense, and National Defense Authorization Act. Every year it fucking goes up. If we're spending they're saying we're spending more than the next, I think, seven first world countries all combined. Now, if we're spending that much, how is China fucking out fucking doing this with building military? How are they building a bigger, badder military? How can they come on my TV and tell me, now we're second rate. We're just second rate. Where's all that fucking money going, you son of a bitch? Where's it going? Anyway, it's going to China. You're building fucking army, but it's just like the fucking army you built for the Afghans. Left it there for them. They were parading it the other day on the stupid box. Parading! Tanks! Goddamn, a whole fuck, made them one of a real fucking fighting force. That is a danger now to us. I mean, goddamn, what did they do with Russia? I mean, Major Jordan's diaries were gone over in extensive fucking detail on this fucking program, but when John did them. What did they do? They created a fucking threat. That's all they've ever fucking done is create threats to our people. And at the same time, that they're fucking building an international communist apparatus that can't be saving international communism to begin with, because Hitler was going to fucking destroy it. So we had to get our ass over there and we had to destroy the fucking Germans who were trying to destroy the fucking goddamn communism. Communism. And I heard somebody, you know, somebody was, that bitch, they're trying to, they want her to be the, some kind of treasury, part of the treasury, you know, like the head of the board for the, for our money, you know, for allocations of whatever the hell it is. She's a, you know, a chink, but she was born in fucking Moscow. Fucking she attended fucking school in fucking Moscow. Her thesis was on fucking, money management according to the fucking Soviet fucking, template. And then, and everybody's, I mean, this fucking bitch ain't been here fucking 10 minutes. She doesn't speak clear English. What the fuck are they doing in our government, people? Are, and not in our government, that's why. Henry, come on. You'll get caught on stupid in somewhere too if you don't be careful. It's not our fucking government. Why are they doing this? Everybody that's fucking operating in this corporation right now, fucking, they ain't been in this country fucking two generations. And they're taken from the people who can trace their origin back to before the beginning of this goddamn country. We just decided, the Department of the Interior decided to do this. Well, fucking Department of the Interior, we decided to fucking get rid of your fucking ass. We decided to fucking that you aren't going to exist no more. That's why I said, what the fuck did we ever need a government for, people? It all belonged to us. And we had our autonomy. We had a way to settle any dispute. We had a way to fucking gather our fucking people against anybody who would threaten our fucking freedom and liberty. We had the fucking way past the fucking means to build. I mean, we would have a fucking, we could have fucking weapons that fucking nobody could even imagine by now. If we weren't fucking building them for other fucking countries to fucking take, I mean, this is a designed fucking, takeover of our fucking country. Why are they doing, why is that goddamn son of a bitch, Biden, who has no fucking brain, so he's, why is the Communist Committee fucking gonna sell the oil in the fucking, in the Gulf of Mexico? At the same time, they're gonna tell us we can't fucking, you can't, we're raising the price of your gas so you don't drive and make any exhaust fumes. It's to fuel fucking third world fucking, I've talked about it before. I mean, what is communism? You take the richest country on planet Earth and you divide it into the poorest country on planet Earth. And what's in the middle and at the bottom is what is just, that's the fucking goyim. That's who do you rule with your communist fucking, well, your communist slash fascist, because they've used elements of both. And the fucking, it was the communists that taught the Germans fascism anyway. But you use them both to fucking control the people. Because in the bottom line, man, we got too many goddamn people. We've got to cut the population down. They've already went past the point of no return. There's enough people on this planet to fucking, if everybody just decided to at once, I mean, they could just kill, we could kill everyone with our bare hands. 7 billion fucking people, try to stop them. But we've got better now. We got fucking guns. We have weaponry and we're taking this shit. But I would like to see the little fat boy out here. I'd like to see him get his ass whipped. I'd like to see him fight. See, these motherfuckers, they'll come up there and boy, they're ready to send you to death in a fucking drop of a hat. Now look at fucking Iraq. You know, they come up and they fucking come up with this lie of yellow cake uranium. Okay, so you fucking lied. Or you say that somebody the intelligence was bad, is what, that's what old asshole Powell fucking claimed. The intelligence was bad. So you committed genocide on a fucking people. But you're in the middle of that genocide. I mean, it wasn't over when, I mean, you were, you know, I think they captured Baghdad, but the bottom line is it wasn't over by a long chalk. And you discover that this was a fraud, that this never existed, that you never had cause to attack those fucking people. So you, immediately, of course, you say, you apologize with everything in you, and you withdraw your fucking troops because it was based on a fucking lie, and you're committing genocide on a people for no reason. No, that isn't what you do. You say, it was all a fucking lie of the yellow cake uranium never existed. But now we're fighting to give those people democracy. Boy, I bet, look at what that democracy did for them. Boy, they're loving it over there, ain't they? Democracy is fucking shit. Go ahead.
Hey, you know that that SOB George Bush, he'd get on TV, you know, making you know, jokes about it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. You remember him saying that crap? When you were looking under the table, making ha-ha laughing about that, going over there killing those innocent people?
Yep. Goddamn right. It was like when they caught him on that open mic when he said, if the people of this country actually found out what we're doing, we'd be hanging from every lamppost. He said it. That was his fucking words at one of those presidential press fucking things. And they caught him on an open mic. And that's exactly what he said. He said, if they knew what we were doing, we'd be hanging from the lampposts. Yeah, you would. And now I don't know. We do know what you're doing now. I mean, I'd be hard for anybody to argue they don't know what's going on today. If you don't, you're fucking got your head buried in the fucking sand and you're praying for the fucking rapture to take you ass first up to heaven, I guess. Anyway, so here we are going to give fucking $10 billion to Jeff Bezos, who is one of the richest fucking people on this fucking planet. He's not really rich because everything he's got will be gotten and stolen. I mean, he's just one of the, well, I don't know, the higher ups of the, you know, the edge of the Illuminati. He ain't even at the fucking top. I mean, even though they tell you this guy's the rich, he ain't the richest guy. The richest guy you'll never see his fucking face. He's a fucking Rothschild, and he fucking, I mean, goddamn you, he's got security. He's got fucking an army around his ass, but not an army that we couldn't take out with fucking ease. And not an army that ain't gonna just step the fuck back when we get that control of that nuclear arsenal and we say, send that son of a bitch over here or we'll fucking send you an ICBM up your ass. Do it now. And the first one that fucking just tries it, well, I don't know, push that fucking button. You wanna destroy this goddamn planet? We'll destroy this goddamn planet. But we will never live as slaves to any fucking dink on this goddamn planet or anybody else. We're not gonna be slaves. So get that to your head, fat fuck. God, what a sickening little prick. When I look at his smug little face, man, I think about how good that would feel under my fist. At any rate, here we have $10 billion we're going to give fucking Jeff Bezos so the rich people can fly up and fucking get a glimpse of space for 30 seconds. You know how much that shit costs? Just for a joyride? I mean, I think it's like they give millions of dollars to go on those fucking rides. But every time, consider this, you know, they're talking, oh, climate change, oh my God, climate change, we gotta sell all the oil we have, see, to fucking China, who has got the filthiest fucking air. They're, what the hell's the difference of where you're polluting the fucking planet? The goddamn jet stream brings it all the way around the fucking planet, doesn't it? But there's no, they're still a developing country. I guarantee you, we're still giving them subsidies as a developing country, as they're on television telling us that they have surpassed us. Which they haven't. But even this goddamn, these supersonic fucking missiles, where'd the technology come from? Oh, well, we paid for tuitions for their people to come over here to our fucking colleges where all this technology was being developed. Let them put it on goddamn zip drives and take it back home with them and hand it. I mean, it's just handed over. And this whole...
Bill Clinton?
Pardon?
Bill Clinton? Don't forget about Bill Clinton.
Oh, no, I never forget about Bill. Oh, Bill, the motherfucker handed the guidance systems to our ICBMs over to China. And he didn't it was the damnedest thing. I mean, I thought I'd seen some fucking things in my life. But when they first started going, wow, man, this motherfucker's going up against the wall. They had the guy that he fucking paid off. They had the fucking evidence that he sold the goddamn guidance systems for fucking campaign contributions from some guy named Charlie something. I can't remember. It's been quite a few years, but they had it. And so they go and here comes the investigation. And all of a sudden it's just like Como. All of a sudden, we're not talking about the goddamn guidance systems. I mean, something that could fucking kill millions of us. We're talking about a fucking address with fucking Bill Clinton's cum on it, where he was in the fucking Oval Office playing hide the cigar with Monica Lewinsky. And that's what the cocksucker gets goddamn just impeached for. He doesn't even get fired. You want to know what's wrong? Go ahead.
Talking about this Bezos stuff, I read something, an article today about they're going to subsidize Bill Gates.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's going to put some type of a nuclear reactor in Wyoming.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Well, I'm sure we'll, what people don't understand, you know, they've always had this, they were in control of the fucking information for so long. And they had everybody convinced that that's why they got people to hate each other because of their color. That's how they got people to hate each other because of fucking, their fucking age, their fucking, gender. Men should hate women. Men should want to be women. Women should want to be, I mean, that's how they did all this shit. But then the internet fucking backfired on them. I mean, I'm just, God, just the algorithms they have running on this fucking site. If everybody could fucking hear the truth, I mean, and fuck, we can show it to them. But it ain't like that there ain't enough people out there by now. I mean, God, this has been 10 years of this shit. And the truth has been there. And I mean, a lot of people fucking know it. And they're even, it's to the point that they have to mention the individual rights, but they will not talk about that fucking Bill of Rights. That's law. The highest law in this goddamn land, and they refuse to. I wonder why they're refusing to talk about that, guys. Because they're all in fucking violation of. They're all international fucking criminals, and they all got fucking death coming to them because that is the penalty for fucking treason. And they have absolutely committed, just like Bill Clinton. How did that fucker? He's got to live out the rest after doing that to us, after that betrayal of to the people. That I mean, should have put his ass against a wall. Fucking it should have took about fucking 15 minutes because they had all the paperwork showing what the bastard did. Instead of that, he's got to live out the rest of his life boogering little children over at Pedophile Island with old Epstein and whatever freaky ass shit the motherfucker likes to do. He's got to live out the rest of it. I mean, I always think of that woman when I start thinking of that prick, that woman he raped, and he bit a chunk out of her fucking face. And the son of a bitch, I mean, you talk about a degenerate fucking pedophile. That motherfucker's lower than worm sweat. But then, he, like I said, he's got to live out the rest of his life in fucking luxury. They get caught left and fucking right doing these horrible fucking things, and they get to live out the rest of their life in fucking luxury. $28 trillion of our fucking wealth missing that belongs to us. And you're giving goddamn money to fucking Bezos? Who probably has a big chunk of that money fucking belongs to us that he's stolen? We gotta come to grasp with reality, people. Every one of you out there do. I mean, you're gonna fight or die. I hope you understand that. And I hope you understand what's coming up this fuck, what they're building right on this winter. I hope you got getting as much food as you can get your goddamn hands on. Cause they are gonna try and starve you into submission. You wanna fucking, you hungry? Is your belly growling? How would you like to volunteer to take the death shot, huh? Because that's where it's going to. And especially if we don't start fucking using those guns for something else than to wear out polishing rags. Anyways, guys.
Or freeze us to death.
Pardon?
Or freeze us to death.
Yeah. Yeah, some of us will burn any goddamn thing. Anyway.
No, I know that. Oh, yeah.
Anyways, we're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast. And until then, man, just keep looking at this shit for what it is. And keep watching it close in. Get yourself ready for the food thing because they're going to try that first. And no, people aren't going to shoot until they come in their goddamn yard. I don't know why the cowards, I mean, some of them won't. Some of them will just let them rape them, I guess. I don't know. But they're going to get a fucking fight out of me. And I know there's about 40 million more. They're gonna get a fucking fight out of them too. And then again, in the middle of all this, we gotta guard our fucking backs against our own fucking people that this is our chance to make that theocracy, to make this like fucking Iran, where you're gonna obey my interpretation of the Bible or I'll have your fucking head cut off. We're gonna have to cut their fucking heads off. We gotta kill them too! We got to kill every fucking dishonest son of a bitch in this fucking... anybody that's against that Bill of Rights fucking dies. Anybody that has fucking cooperated with this shit, depending on the level, you either die or your ass is marching in the ocean. And I hope you're a goddamn good swimmer or you're going to the bottom. When the bodies worship on the beach, we'll just fucking pour diesel on them and light them up. Oh, diesel in the ocean, yep. Right in the ocean. Pour it right on them and light them up. Anyway, that is the word from the trenches today.